questions, DJ@themix93.com. In the meantime, we're going to talk about an 11-1 victory for Michigan Tech on Saturday night. Coach, another start to finish, I thought, really good for the Huskies.
Well, no question. And, you know, our starts haven't been fantastic, you know, by any stretch of the imagination lately. You know, we had good starts. We've had, you know, solid starts, but we haven't been able to score in the first period. You know, it just, for whatever reason, we can't seem to find the back of the net. So we changed some things up this weekend as far as when we had our team meetings, how we approached the stretch before the game and whatnot, and just did some different things to try to shake our team a little bit up a little bit and have the better starts.
All right, well, let's take a look at some of the goals. I can't stand myself that much. Go to the first goal of the game, though. 33 seconds in, Coach. You talked before the game how important it is that we start scoring in the first period, and we got it.
No question. And like I said, we made some changes, and whether it helped or not or whatever, you know, you like to think so, but obviously we got off to a very good start, and that's what you need to do against a team like Alabama. If they get the lead, they're very hard to play again. So against them, you want to try and get out, and if you can get an early lead, that really helps. And obviously you can't do a whole lot better than we did in those first two
goals.
Can
you tell us what the changes were, or is it something
that... Well, a little thing like this, you know, what time we have our meetings. Like, usually we have a meeting at noon day before the game. So instead of that, this week we decided to have it right at 5:30, you know, just some short video right before the game, just, you know, whether something gets lost in the shuffle or whatever, you know, just a little thing like that. That's one example of some things we did. And, you know, our stretch. We stretch before the game, too.
So it wasn't necessarily the game plan on the ice.
No, not the game plan. I like our game plan. I think we've always had a good, you know, game plan going in, and that's pretty basic, you know, how we want to play, and most of it's about our team. It's just the approach, like getting ready right before the game and the day of the game, and like I said, we just decided to show the video closer to the game. Just maybe that would get them more fired up or make more of an impact. Now, I don't know if it did or not. So anyway, it seemed to work this weekend. So we'll see going forward.
But you talk about the changes in like the power play, little changes so that other teams, I mean, that must be refreshing also for the players.
Well, yeah, this time of year you have to change things up. Yeah. If you're doing the same thing, and here's one way I know when we have to change. When I go and I'm bored writing up the practice, when I write the practice that I'm going, oh, God, practice again today, then you know we're in trouble because your team reads off the coach and the coaches. So when that happens, and then I know, okay, wow, we got to change some things up here, the structure, whatever. And, you know, every day I've done this since I've been at Tech and before I got here. So I have practice from every day we have it. I have a log book of what we've done, and I go through the book and pull out different practices and whatnot. So it's always nice and refreshing to go back years before. Well, what do we do that week? What do we do on that day? Do we take a day off, et cetera, et cetera? Do we have a really good weekend? What do we do that week? So anyway, you do a lot of those little things to try and, you know, change. So and our guys are smart. They see we put a list of practice up, and they look at it. But a lot of times what I do is I don't even use that list. You got to fool them, Dirk. You got to fool them a little bit, and they're listening. They know what I mean. So, you know, they might say, oh, we're going to do this drill next, and all of a sudden we're doing something else. So you have to keep them fresh. This time of year, it's been a long year. People don't understand that we've been on the ice since September 15th. Mm-hmm. September 15th. I mean, that was a long, long time ago. But anyway, our team is in a good spot. They seem like they have the energy. And my thing is having the energy. You need the energy to be able to do a lot of things. If you don't have the energy, boy, you're in trouble. So it's all about keeping the energy now. And then you have to execute. So it goes hand in hand. It's good to have the energy, and then you have to execute at that high rate of speed, and then you'll hopefully have success.
Good energy early in the game. 33 seconds in, Tanner Carroll gets the goal. It was his 12th of the season.
Here's a steal by Gould. Down low, in front now. Hooked on the play, draws a penalty. Up the post, rebound, score! Tanner Carroll put the rebound in off of the post, and the Huskies are going to go on the power play. 1-0 Michigan Tech, 33 seconds in.
There's that great new rule in the last couple of years where you have a delayed call and you get a goal and you get that power play.
Well, it should be. You should have to go serve the period. I think that's one of the best changes that we've made in our game, you know, because you should have to serve the penalty. Just because you score, you shouldn't be, you know, wipe the penalty out. So
totally.
It's great. But there's another example of us being around the net. You know, Tanner's right there. And if you're not in that position, if you're maybe, you know, 1 foot a little bit higher. You don't get to that puck first before they do. So big goal. Good start. We drew a penalty early right in the first shift, and now we're in business.
And we go on the power play. Alex Patan, his 13th of the season.
From the right side, Ballast curls down, gives it to Tanner Carroll. He'll get back to the top of the circle in the hash marks, drops it down there for Ballast. Ballast backdoor, shot scores! Oh, what a play by the Huskies again! Backdoor, Max Ballast with the assist. Alec Patan with his goal, and the Huskies lead 2-0 on a power play goal.
Coach, there must have been something there, obviously, that you guys drew up against Alabama Huntsville, because we used the weak side an awful lot in this series.
Well, we did, and just the way they rotated, and what you have on your power plays, you have a system, a structure, and guys are here, and you give them a few plays off of that. But what happens in a game is, you know, there's different players, different positions you might end up, and now you have to freelance off of that. So you have your basic structure, and then you need the players who have the creativity and the vision and the understanding to freelance off of that. So even though we might not draw up a certain play all the time, you see different plays, but you have your like I said, your certain position, or you know where guys are going to be, or when you want them to be, so you know they're going to be there, and that was off that play. But I thought our guys did a real good job of moving the puck, reading the situation, and taking what was available. And then, you know, you get it to Patan, that cross-ice pass, it's hard for any goalie to stop. You got the goalie moving, and there's a lot of holes, and the way Alex Patan is shooting the puck, you know, good for him.
Did that one go off the inside of the Guerrero's?
I think it went on the inside, beat him between the legs, because now he's got to move. And as you saw in that goal, it's a long pass, so he's got a long way to go. Right. You know, if you only move it halfway across the ice, you don't have to move as far. Now you got to go all the way across. You got to push, and as a goaltender, you leave a lot of openings when you have to do that. And great pass, great shot, big goal, and now we're hopefully on our way.
We are, and 2-0, but things settled down a little bit for the rest of the period. Was that due to us settling down a little bit more, Coach, or did they start playing a little bit better?
Oh, a combination. I mean, sometimes, like I said, you get up and, oh boy, here we go, it's going to be easy. It almost comes too easy too soon, and boy, you know, that was, you know, a couple minutes in, you still got a lot of hockey to go. You still have to play, and like I said, when you look at their goals against, if you go through their goals against, they don't give up a lot of goals, and there's a reason for that, the way they play and the structure and their goaltending. And so I think they got back to their game. They settled down a little bit, made it difficult for us, but having said that, you know, we stayed with our game plan better than we did the night before. I thought we did. We just couldn't, you know, get through them or get another goal.
2-0 the score after the first period, but early in the second, we get a power play, and the Huskies take 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds for Malcolm Gould to score.
Huskies across the line, 2-on-1. Pianola will pass it, shot, and a score! Blake Pianola to Malcolm Gould, and the Huskies bury another power play goal 10 seconds into the second period, 3-0.
Well, there's that combination, Blake Pianola and Malcolm Gould. I tell you what, those guys are, they're money together.
Well, they really are, and, you know, and you can't teach that, you can't buy that, you can't win that, the chemistry, you know, you can't force it. It has to come together, and they have that right now. I mean, they are dialed in. I mean, the weekend before, I mean, boy, Malcolm Gould made a couple passes to Blake Pietta, the overtime winner. I mean, he puts it in a perfect position for him off a tough play, a scramble in the corner, and somehow he knows where Blake is, puts it right on his stick. You know, the 2-on-1 goal where Blake one times, and I mean, Malcolm Gould makes a great pass. So, I mean, they're both scoring, and they're both making great plays to each other, and then Joel's sort of just on the line doing all the dirty work maybe. But anyway, there's some chemistry there, and that's great. As a coach, your coaching staff, you're always trying to find the chemistry between players. And when you get it, Dirk, it's something special, whether it's a quarterback and a couple receivers, or you know, maybe basketball, and you know, a point guard and a center, or, you know, forward working off each other. I mean, these guys are really dialed in and really playing well, and that gets a coach excited, because you know they haven't been together that long, and now they're just really starting to come together, and it's exciting. It's real exciting for me, and I know when they come to the rink and they know they're playing with each other, they've got to be excited too.
You know, we were joking a little bit on Saturday how nobody can really take off as far as leading the team in points, because everybody's helping out on everybody else's goal. You look at Tanner and Alex Patan and Malcolm Gould and Pietola. It's fun because everybody's kind of staying in the same point area as far as the totals, because everybody's assisting on everybody else's goals.
Well, they are, and that's good. And you know, the beauty of our team is I don't think they're even concerned about that. They're worried about that. They're just worried about playing and playing hard and playing well, and they're enjoying playing with each other. And it's terrific. It'd be great at the end of the year if you had like four guys that would end up with the same amount of points. I mean, I'd be happy. But like I said, we've got a lot of good things going on. You know, the guys we plugged into the lineup are doing well too. You know.